Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I've entitled The Affliction of Joseph, those words taken from the sixth chapter of the book of the minor prophet Amos. And we are seeing a comparison with the condition of God's people, ancient Israel, with our society today, modern America, how we've turned our backs on God, that we have are serving other gods, the god of materialism. We no longer, you know, we make Christianity is becoming increasingly unpopular. The biblical standards which this nation has adhered to for generations are being done away with. We don't need God. We don't need morality. Anything goes as long as you don't hurt someone. You know, have you heard that? But beloved, we are hurting ourselves. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And well, before I get into my message, and this is, you know, I haven't spent much time in ministry, in fact, no time this week ministering. I've just been sharing the word of the Lord because this is a burden on my heart. Beloved, we're entering into some very serious times, and we had better hear God's word. We better know what He is asking of us, what He is expecting. And this particular book of Amos, the minor prophet, is as contemporary and relevant for today as if it was written yesterday. But before I do that, there are some of you that may need God's comfort and touch in your body, mentally, emotionally, and let's pray and agree for God to touch you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for the privilege we have, that the power that there is in agreeing prayer, and through the medium of this radio broadcast, Father, I speak healing and deliverance to Your people. Lord, those who are suffering in their body with illness, Lord, You were manifested. You bore our iniquities. You carried our diseases. By Your stripes, we were healed. And so, Father, I speak healing and claim deliverance from all oppression and depression, from the work of the enemy. I take authority over stress and the spirit of fear. Lord, anxiety and stress is just another kind of fear, a lighter version. But Lord, You said You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Father, I thank You for Your anointing right now. Lord, every single person, You know, everyone who's being in need of Your touch right now, Father, I release the anointing of God to flow through them right now, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, every fiber and cell of their being charged by the power of God. Lord, You will cause faith and hope and praise to come forth out of their innermost being, even as waters that will spring up of a everlasting well. So, Lord, let that be. Out of our innermost being, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. I release that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Thank You for it, Lord. Amen. Well, we have been looking at, most recently, the fourth chapter of Amos, and God is issuing a challenge. It's really scary. And he's calling them to, okay, you want to fight? You've not returned to Me. I've done all these things. I brought starvation. I've famine. I've caused drought. I've caused pestilence. I've overthrown some of you like Sodom and Gomorrah, but you've not still returned. And there's a challenge being extended. And how will man respond? As an enemy or as a friend? Beloved, no one supremely equipped humanly could defy the wrath of God. There is simply no hope as an antagonist to God. Now, I know there are plenty of liberals and atheists today and agnostics who have no use for God, who are convinced that man now has the ability with science and technology, and we've made amazing strides. It's just incredible. It's frightening, in fact, some of the things that we can do, because unless there's a moral compass to define use, it can it it's, you know, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. At any rate, we cannot fight against God. There are those today who think they can, but beloved, things are going to get worse and worse. And now I'm not speaking prophetically. I'm just speaking from the Word of God. The Word of God tells us that. And all nature shall convulse with the wickedness. The earth is groaning and travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And beloved, there's coming a day when Christ returns. They've made fun of Christians. They have killed Christians. They've persecuted them for generations, for centuries. But God is going to vindicate his people. Jesus is coming back, and he will destroy the wicked with the breath of his mouth, with that sharp two-edged sword coming out of his mouth. And they are going to cry out for the rocks to fall on. They're going to try to hide from the face of him who comes with 10,000 of his saints and angels. Beloved, we serve a terrible God, an awesome God. And when I use that word terrible, evicting fear and awesomeness, and he is a holy God. He's majestic. He's all-powerful. He came as a suffering servant. Now, because he was a servant, he didn't walk, he walked in divine authority, but as far as a man was concerned, he didn't start any revolution. He did not do anything in a way that would cause Israel to think he really was their Messiah, unless they knew the scriptures. But when Jesus comes back again on his white horse, beloved, the nations are going to cry out. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every knee, the worst knee. Hitler, they're going to be, every wicked person will bow their knee before Jesus before they go to their eternal reward. And for some, it'll be the glories of heaven, and for others, the utter, horrific, non-ending horrors of hell with Satan and his angels. Beloved, these are serious times in which we're living. We can't straddle the fence. How can we meet God in peace if we have deliberately rebelled against his laws and insulted his forbearance and patience? There's only one way, and that's acceptance and trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ through the atonement. What is God's answer? And I'm going to read it to you. It is to seek the Lord and his righteousness. Let me share from Amos, the fifth chapter. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, saying to America, to Christians who have gotten lukewarm, to those who refuse the inerrancy of the Word of God, seek ye me and ye shall live. Hallelujah. Seek ye me and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live. Lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph. Remember, we were talking about the affliction of Joseph, referring to God's people. And devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Hallelujah. And then in verse 14 and 15, seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. Hate the evil, verse 15, and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Hallelujah. And then verses 21. He goes on. I mean, there are so many that are just going through a form of godliness. You know, they go to church and they think, you know, they live any old way they want, and they feel, well, they're fulfilling their religious duties. Well, what he had to say, the Lord did, about the people of Israel, he says, these are strong words. I despise your feast days. I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Of course, he's talking to the sacrificial system that was under the old covenant, but they were still carrying on this. They still thought they were just, you know, fine with God. They didn't understand their real condition. Verse 23, take away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vials. But listen to this. Verse 24, but let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Let judgment abound as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. He has such an indictment against them, and beloved, he has such an indictment against this nation. You know, God has, he has ways that he wants us to worship. Under the old covenant, he gave very specific ways that they were to serve him. The form of divine worship had already been established well before this time that Amos was speaking and ministering in Israel, the northern kingdom, a form of worship that was acceptable to him. And yet, if they, remember what Jesus said, this people draw near with near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And just as a quick review, in Mount Gibeon, the tabernacle had been set up for the actual sacrifices that God had commanded. And it was there from the time of the destruction of the priests of Nob during the time of Saul. You remember that? He was angry. He felt that they had aided David as he was escaping from Saul. And so he just wiped him out, killed him. And from that time, unto the building of the temple, sacrifices had been offered at Mount Gibeon. But we know the astounding thing. This is, you know, if you don't really realize, only the high priest could go once behind the veil. David took the very Ark of the Covenant, God's presence, into Jerusalem, into the tabernacle of David. And well, there's more to share on that, but my time has again flown. So, beloved, I know I sounds like I'm preaching doom and gloom. No, I'm just preaching what the Word says. But God has an answer, and he has faithful witnesses. Praise God. There's glory all at the end. Whomsoever will, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you dearly, and I know your hearts are so precious before the Lord. I mean, if you're a regular listener, I know you love God, but let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters that we will love God first and foremost. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.